Hi, I'm Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And this is Mess Magnets. We're back, baby.
We made it.
Late is better than never.
I want to make that very clear. Listen, I'm grateful we waited because I think if we would have done our regular Monday recording or Tuesday recording, like usually, we wouldn't have gotten anything.
I feel like when we were having trouble scheduling earlier in the week, I feel like normally we would have worked harder to make something work.
Yeah.
But like there was really nothing. So thankfully we have a little bit more information on some stuff. It's the week of divorces. So we at least have some stuff to talk about.
And we're excited for it in a lot of ways. But also, I feel like today has been crazy because the Chai Guys, we have a good amount of updates.
Yes.
But before we even get to that person, I feel like we have to talk about the biggest news of them all.
Yes. So we have reached 263 ratings on Apple Podcasts, which means we have unlocked merch. The merch is not yet for sale, but it's coming. There will be UMass sweatshirts coming soon. So exciting. Thank you, everyone, for your ratings and reviews. We appreciate you so much.
Yeah, like it's just shout out to all of you for pulling through, for, you know, getting your parents, your houses, it don't matter, they're everyone's phones to get us here. And 263, I feel like, for such a new podcast is amazing.
It's amazing.
Y'all are fire. Okay.
And yeah, there's too many even to say, like, to shout everyone out.
Yeah, we have one from Poland, I have to say, which is like, come through. Hello.
Yes, Poland.
Right? I was like, what? Okay. And it just says, love y'all. Amazing as always. A same.
Thank you.
Yeah. Shout and it just says five stars, baby.
836, five stars, baby.
I love it. I love it. But yeah, y'all really pushed it. Y'all said, we got to unlock this merch.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say, someone from Canada, Ruxin's Girl 3, this I think is my favorite. Just the funniest, so I have to shout it out. It says, this podcast tackles the hard-hitting questions like, why are men? Truly no one can explain that, but Kirsten and Sasha are hilarious and will keep you up to date on all the mess, mostly from men. Correct, because we That's support true. Women's rights and wrongs.
We do.
Listen, so grab a White Claw or a glass of wine and tune in. You won't be disappointed, period. Okay, and they've been a lot. Someone else said that they listen to us while they do lawn care.
We make it fun.
Listen, RHAP fan four, I like that.
Honestly, also shout out to Noelle80 who says, I can't wait to wear my UMass sweater and buy one for everyone I know. Because that is like the next extension of the, like the homework was to get us to 250. And now the extra credit is to buy the sweaters and also buy one for everyone you know.
We're just going to create an army of mess. Like I said, we won't be there in D.C., where, again, the Daddy Network will be meeting, will be hosting a live show. But we will be, I'm sure, hopefully the next one after that, we're going to try. So the squad, the messengers, we're going to do a meetup. We have to do a picture. Like,
I'm
so excited for it. And they haven't even announced the next one. But yeah, I'm sure they will be.
We don't even know what could happen or what will happen, but we are manifesting because, you know, I saw TikTok this week that was like, I've decided that I'm a lucky girl. And ever since I decided that, good luck has come my way. And I've decided that I am a lucky girl. So good things are coming my way.
Period. And you are all lucky messengers.
We're all lucky messengers.
That's part of like our squad are, you know, together.
Yeah.
So I love us. That's all I have to say. Yeah. You anything still, else?
Well, yeah. Just, you know, you still can rate and review us and we still encourage it. You know, robhaswebsite.com/messfeed. It still helps people find the podcast. It helps us to possibly chart in countries so that new people can see it and be like, what are mess magnets? And then they'll be drawn in by our magnetic force and become messengers. So please do still do that. And you can follow us at Mess Magnets on Twitter. You can send us your mess, tinyurl.com/messmagnets. We need mess, please.
But I think
that's all before we get into the actual normal episode. So last week we did a whole dive on the Try Guys controversy with Ned and his infidelity slash his workplace bad decisions.
And non-consensual. Okay, don't, period.
When you are the head of HR, you can't just be sleeping with employees.
They had to hire a new HR person. Hello?
Literally. So I have now launched my first ever piece of Try Guys content, which was their What Happened video that came out a couple of days ago. And they are just breaking down, like, they found out about this over the Labor Day weekend. They immediately brought in third-party HR investigators to look into the situation and to guide them into making the right decision. Eugene, in particular, was very clearly furious and made an appeal to everyone that the internet is normally much harsher on women than men, and to please think about that and not be harsh to women. We've got you, Eugene. We understand.
Yeah. And we, again, 100% are with whatever Ariel wants to do. We're not going to drag her. Whatever Alex or anyone wants to do. It's just Ned is a fake. And I'm just pissed about that. Okay. And I also feel like I do need to make one correction that I did. Like, I feel like go a little hard on Zach. I want to make that clear because our for folks that maybe don't know what I'm talking about, our clip got posted on YouTube explaining the Try Guys. And I 100% wasn't fair to Zach. I want to make that clear. So I just, I wanted to name that.
What did you say?
Because I was like, he makes a lot of jokes about being Jewish, but he is more than that. And maybe I didn't necessarily share that part. That, like, yes, that is not his only thing. I agree with that. And he's like us. Like, he's the pop culture king of the Try Guys. And he loves K-pop, right? Like, he is very much, like, in it. He's the, like, millennial that's down with the Gen Z's, kind of. So
hello, fellow kids, that's me.
Very much. So like I said, I will own that piece. I think as a Jew of color, when white Jews sometimes will, like, use a lot of stuff that maybe happens to Ashkenazi Jews only, Eastern European Jews, until, like, that's the Jewish experience. It's very frustrating. It's called Ashkenormative. Maybe you learned a new word today. And that's where, like, I think my frustration with Zach comes from, because I don't know that he necessarily, like, owns that part of it. But it's okay. The point is, he's still cool. He's chaotic as fuck. And that's why we love him. If you follow him on Without a Recipe, you know it's going to be disaster. And I mean that in the best way possible. So I feel like that I will agree with criticism. So I'll take that. Everything else, get out of here, y'all.
Listen, gorgeous, gorgeous girls love nuance. And that is us.
Period.
Yeah, yes. I do think part of the challenge there was that you were explaining so much to me that it's easy for things to get lost in the sauce. So
yeah,
my bad for this cultural blind spot.
No. Oh my god. And I think which we'll do a better job, I think, when we post on YouTube. Also, is like maybe adding a title card or something of like, go check out the rest of the podcast. You know, like something
like that.
Because I think the messengers get us. But not necessarily.
But new people need to learn to get us before they can be messengers.
Exactly. And I get that. I hear it. I'll allow it. But yes. So I just wanted to own that. Anyway. So who, just off of the 5-minute video, are you fully into? I think I know the answer. Wait. As in, like, which Try Guy are you, like, obsessed with?
Oh, I posted on Twitter already. I'm instantly obsessed with Eugene. Like, I want...
Period.
I will follow him moving forward. Like, he just... Like, the rage radiating off of him, I deeply connected with. Like, I understand that, like, obviously for the other two, for Zach and Keith, like they're sad. They've lost a friend. They feel betrayed. And like Eugene feels that way too. You can tell. But I also present in anger in those types of situations. So I just found Eugene deeply relatable in that way. And also he's just like fierce as hell. And I just, his face is
correct. Beautiful. He's just overall perfection. And it's not fair how perfect he is, I have to say. But yeah, they put out the 5-minute video, which basically kind of like talked about, right? Like what happened. The point is they have known since start of September only as well. Like that, I think, was the biggest thing in addition to their correct PSA about we don't like stop attacking women because women always get the worst of this.
And they were very clear about how like this is a business decision that they had to make and that they were very careful. They didn't want to move too quickly. And just it was really a masterclass in a PR statement following like some sort of big like disaster that would happen. So I think a lot of people could learn a lot from even just that short 5-minute video. But today they also released a podcast episode giving a lot more information. And it was just Zach and Keith, because Eugene doesn't like doing podcasts, and so he won't really do very many of them. So
I love it. He's such a flex.
Like, he just doesn't like to do them. And I was like, listen, imagine if I could be that incredible that I could say no. I'll never say no to a podcast.
Imagine being like, no, I'm actually only a video podcast person. Please don't call me for audio.
Yeah, sorry. I have the face for video, so I will not be doing any audio.
Period.
But yeah, they did. They confirmed a lot about how, you know, they have known since September. They knew that it happened publicly, and they explained this as like a stick of dynamite, and they don't know when the fuse was going to get lit. So they wanted to do things correctly. They didn't want to do things too fast. Like, this is a legal issue. This is a corporate issue, and they wanted to make sure they did proper internal review before taking permanent action.
Yeah, and the fact that they hired a lot of folks to help with them, like lawyers. They actually hired outside HR because I believe Ned was the HR person.
Ned was head of HR, so that just makes it, you know, that much worse what he was doing.
Exactly. But yeah, and basically, so the episode is titled "Okay, Let's Talk About It," and they actually make a joke because a lot of their tripods is what their podcast is called, can come off as clickbaity, but it's funny because this time they actually have a scandal to talk about.
I actually also my TikTok is all Try Guys content at this point. It's really, listen,
you did your homework. You were immersed.
I was an immersive experience, and I got a TikTok of Zach's that was like trying to go to TikTok to escape what's happening, and every video is about us.
Yeah, and that's, I think, what they even said. Because a certain part of the podcast, they were talking about the Be Real notification went off, and they were like, well, that was the only place we could actually be real because they only add their friends on there. So that's the only time they could actually talk about what was going on, because online, like, their outward facing persona was very much, oh, we're trying. We, you know, how do we kind of make videos and content and work around this mess, basically? So I love that Keith was like, yeah, my Be Real friends were the only people that knew what I was going through. Exactly. It was so just like wild how, you know, social media serves as such an interesting place. Because for me, Twitter is that place where I feel like no one's listening to me. Like, I was like, I don't think anyone like listens, especially when I'm talking about OU football. I get like, thankfully, zero likes most of the time, which I'm so grateful because I'm just like screaming.
Every once in a while,
trash team,
I'll just throw a like on your football tweets because I'm just like, wow. Sasha really cares about this and I should support.
Oh my God. You know, and meanwhile, my like Oklahoma friends DM me and they're like, are you okay? And I was like, shut up. We're both struggling.
Like, if you ever see me liking a football tweet, it's because I'm just like, oh, I love that this makes my friends feel something.
What a friend. I appreciate you. Oh my God. But yeah. And so basically, Zach and Keith were talking a lot about how this felt like. And Miles, too, who's their producer, was talking a lot about, honestly, weight and, you know, how they stopped eating or ate more because of, you know, just like dealing with stress, which I completely understand that feeling. And then, you know, they were just like, we just don't know how to emotionally process it. And that's kind of what the podcast was about. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And then they talked a little bit about how difficult it was. I think the legal piece of it, which again, you hear about this, right? Like, we make a lot of assumptions about PR people or, oh, here's how a scandal works. But how amazing is it that they're actually walking us through, well, a scandal break? Here's what happens. I don't know. It was fascinating for me to listen to. And they're really good at what they do, you know?
It's a level of transparency that makes you feel like I can trust them and I can still watch. Like, I think that this is the type of controversy that can happen and it can destroy a business. Like, something like this publicly happening, it really can make people lose trust and make people not want to continue watching. But I think that all the steps that they've taken, like, I might become a Try Guys fan, like, because of how well they've handled this, because it feels like it's, as a woman, safe to be a fan of this company because they take action when something happens like this. They did clearly state there is not going to be a new fourth Try Guy. They'll bring in new people for videos. Like, there's going to be more people coming through, but like, no one is going to be like, you're the new Try Guy. Like, you are new, like, replacement for Ned.
Mm-hmm. And there are a few people I think that people really want them, but I think that's a good decision because that's just too big of clown shoes to fill. So and I will say again, they walked us through like how they hired people because Keith was actually on tour. And I think Eugene was also gone, like as in not in LA, like at home base. So Zach said he was kind of on calls with lawyers all the time because basically they're like, we wanted to remove him or, you know, take the right steps. But also we didn't want to get sued by Ned because we did something wrong.
They wanted to make sure they did everything legally, properly, above board.
Yeah.
Not just like rushing to do something quickly and then you end up with like a wrongful termination type situation.
Exactly. Again, yeah, so that was like a lot of it. And then they walked through the steps, which you all should definitely listen to because they were talking about navigating red tape and, you know, pieces together of what was actually happening. But, you know, turns out they had known, I think, September, like after Labor Day is when they found out, which is interesting because I think that's when Ned and Alex had gone to the Harry Styles concert. So I think it was after, I'm assuming after that is when they found out. And then, you know, that's how the ball started rolling on all of that. Yeah. And Try Guys LLC. And Keith was on tour and couldn't tell anyone about what was going on. Oh. So he said every show, he'd be like, wow, this was the last show here that things will be quote unquote normal. You know, and then they kept like talking about that. And then the last thing I will say is Miles also asked their producer, said, you know, would your reaction or response have been different if the internet had not found out about Ned's actions? And he said, no, it betrayed our trust. It was a work. Keith said this. It was a workplace violation. It would mean to all of our people in the office who knew what they knew, that they were not true to, that we were not true to everything we say we are and our values. Very simply, he would have been removed. It would not have been a public spectacle, but we probably would have tried to avoid that, you know, for the sake of everyone involved, which I understand there's families involved in this. So that I felt like was also an important piece of it all.
Yes, they were always going to get rid of him once they found out. They just wanted to do it correctly. And again, that's what they said about it, like the short fuse on the dynamite. They didn't know when it was going to get lit. They didn't know when it was going to go off. But what we do need to know is once everyone found out, Ned had already been removed.
Yeah.
Like, he had already been fired. It just hadn't been publicly announced.
Which is why low-key I'm like, how did that work out? But, you know, it is what it is.
Listen, they knew what they needed to do. And they are excited to go back to being undramatic boys.
I know, because, again, this is just not what they're known for. They're so, like, chaotic in a fun way. Like I said, they do without a recipe videos and stuff. Yeah.
Chaos and drama are different. So that good part. For the remaining Try Guys. Great work. And that's the update. I mean, I don't know what more we'll even really find out from them.
Yeah. I mean, now it's just Alex, I believe. Again, I could be completely wrong. I don't believe has said anything.
Yeah.
That's the only piece of it. But I don't think it matters.
And the one other thing that is like funny is everyone's like, oh, Young Gravy, there's like a
you sent that to me
yesterday. Yeah, everyone's like, oh, Young Gravy, there's a new, like, mom that, like, maybe will be single. And Young Gravy followed Ariel, and she followed him back, and he made a TikTok about it. So maybe that will be future mess.
So funny. Oh, my God. I couldn't stop laughing, because imagine if that happens.
Oh, my God. I can only hope.
I'll cry. I will literally cry. But yeah, I think, again, congratulations to the rest of the remaining Try Guys for handling this so well and for really creating like culture around accountability and not cancel culture.
I love to see it. Yeah, no, it's just called consequences to your actions.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
What are we always saying? Oh my God.
Literally. Okay. Fuck around and found out. Literally. Anyway, let me stop.
Okay, where should we go next?
Also, Ned still has 1.1 million followers. Just why? Okay. And so many YouTubers follow him. Stop this.
I mean, that's the thing. People do stuff and then they still don't even have consequences. So, yeah.
So cancel culture doesn't exist. No.
I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't. Listen, do we want to get into this conversation?
No, today? Absolutely not. Because speaking of people that are uncancelable, I think we can go to our next
person. Ugh.
Okay. But again, I think this one definitely requires a PSA. I don't know if it's a PSA, but a sensitivity announcement that we are going to talk about Kanye West. But also, before we do, it's important to note that Kirsten and I are not Black. We're not, period. Okay. Period. So anything we say, like, there, we are lacking nuance in that way. So, period. And so we're not really going to try, like, also a lot of stuff just feels like trauma porn. So we don't, like, right? So I feel like it's not, I don't want to regurgitate. That's not what this podcast is either. But, you know, just wanted to set that nuance because this is still pop culture. Yeah, this is still mess.
He's been back in the headlines a lot this week. And so I feel like if we don't say anything, that's also not right. So we're just two people doing our best who, once again, are not Black. So we don't have the full scope here.
Because the biggest thing I will say first, I think what came out, maybe we should talk about, is that Kanye West, who just opened a new school, says he doesn't read any books.
And he didn't say he doesn't know how to read.
He didn't say Leah Michelle.
Like, he just said, I don't read, which, like, a lot of adults don't read. Like, it's not really like that special. He said it's like eating Brussels sprouts for him, that, like, you know, it's good for you, but, like, he doesn't like to do it, which, like, I like Brussels sprouts and I like reading.
Yeah, I don't like Brussels sprouts, but I love reading. So I don't agree. And also, I feel like people that are starting schools, I would want them to be aware on the latest, maybe it's not a book, maybe it's articles, but, you know, just latest educational modalities, et cetera, et cetera. So fascinating, because the Donda School maybe this is a like Bay Area Californian in me, but doesn't sound necessarily all that bad, right? Because it looks like, besides the full school worship part, because I'm Jewish. But anyway, it has full school worship, core classes of language, art, math, science, lunch, recess, enrichment courses like world language, visual art, film, choir, and parkour. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, and I mean, I'm assuming that all of the teachers are like gonna be real teachers, right? So like, to me, if Kanye West wants to finance a school and all of the people doing it are real educators teaching real courses that are preparing people, what are you supposed to say, right? Like, I'm sure there's lots of people who own businesses that don't read. Like, I just really think it's a lot more common than we would like to think, that like people, they just don't read. Like, obviously, like, it's not that he can't read. Nobody said that. I would never say that. I don't believe that is to be true. But like, even in general, like the average reading level is like a seventh grade reading level for adults. So like, I just think that like sometimes readers can be a little like, oh, I read all the time, and if people don't read, they're stupid. Like, no, stop it.
No, that's just not true. It's that this country, or not this country, this world does not do a good job of making stuff like this accessible and enjoyable. 100%. So it's more that, okay? Let's talk about the society instead. But yeah, he said all of this on the Aloe Yoga podcast called the Aloe Mindful. Okay.
And what is that?
Because last time I went on a rant about yoga, you know, I'm not going to do it again. I'll protect my sanity on that one. But the problem, I think, just with Donda's school is that it feels very secretive. And turns out that families are actually required to sign NDAs.
Oh, God.
If they wish to attend.
Why does a yoga company have a podcast?
Listen, please.
Sorry, I'm just like,
everyone has a podcast.
What are you doing? You sell clothes.
Yeah. And then he was saying like he made a proposal during the podcast. He advocated for designing a world geared more towards the elderly by replacing stairs with ramps. The point is, I feel like he's almost there because it's not just
stairs with, but like also no, like what about like a whole, like in your house, you're gonna have a rest ramp that steep? Like that's not,
I don't understand. And it's not just for elderly, it's actually people that are differently abled. Yeah, like you know,
exactly. Like for a short stair situation, have to have a ramp available.
Yeah.
For a tall stair situation, you have to have like an elevator. I'm just picturing him being like, replace all stairs with a ramp, and it's like in your house, like you need like a rope to like
climb. Imagine. He literally was like, I'm really big on outlawing stairs. We have ramp ups, but not upstairs. Everything, yeah. Up ramps. Outlaw stairs. Sorry. Yeah. We have up ramps, not upstairs. Sorry. I just couldn't believe I was reading that. Everything should be designed like an old folks home. If we're lucky, we'll all turn into old folks. Which again, I think I understand what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. But like, what's the reason? Is it just to make like our older, like, you know, the folks that can't use stairs feel more part of our community?
Yeah, and it's like, where did it come from?
Exactly.
Since when is this a priority for Kanye? Like, it's just,
it's fascinating.
It's strange. Like, it's very strange. So like, every headline that comes out about Kanye West, it's always just kind of like, is this real or is this fake, first of all? Because there's also people make a lot of fake tweets and stuff.
Oh, that should have been a fun game. Someone needs to create that game for us.
Someone made a fake like Instagram story of Kanye West that was like, oh, Kim like has diarrhea more than like any normal person, like way more. And I just like saw it and was like, oh, I think like that sounds right. Because I A, believe like he would post that, and B, believe that she would experience.
Well, because of all the tummy teas and all that stuff. Like, yeah.
It wasn't real.
It's wild. And again, I think he lives in like a world where he's constantly design thinking, but I don't believe it's necessarily always for good. I think that's my diagnosis of him. And then after that, he had a Yeezy 9 show, where during Paris Fashion Week, where he decided to put on a last minute show on the calendar. And again, everything to me personally felt very cultish. But again, I feel like fashion shows are strange. So I won't give deduct points for that. You know what I mean? And then he like started with a signature, a signature Kanye West or Ye, sorry, speech where he says, "You can't manage me. This is an unmanageable situation. I want to make it clear that you guys, that Bernard Arnault is my new Drake," which we already talked about this, because that's a CEO. Mm-hmm. And all of the stuff. And then basically he's just like talking about, he ran a video of famous people talking about the creativity of the state of the world. And his opinion on the state of the world was that we're at war. Sure. I don't think that's wrong. Like I said, it's just like he's there and then he takes me on a different way.
Yeah, so a lot of the time it's like directly approaching the point and then just like a last minute like, whoop, now it's something else that you don't expect. Yeah,
me on podcast. But the biggest piece was that Mans wore a black hoodie with a White Lives Matter plastered on the back and sent black models down the runway wearing the same slogan. Just stop this.
It's really fucked up.
Just stop. Okay.
And if anyone out there is asking, going, "Oh, what are you saying? White lives don't matter?" First of all, in the year of our Lord 2022, you should know better than that, because nobody's saying that anybody's lives don't matter. They're saying that some people aren't getting like murdered in the street by law enforcement.
And some people's lives have mattered a little too much, which is why there is a reason that black people have been centered more, because anti-blackness is way more prevalent than most other things, and indigenous, anti-indigenous stuff as well. Like, what land do we live on, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, like, in this context, Black Lives Matter is necessary to be centered and brought out. So folks just like have to stop. And I don't know why. Like, there was a senior editor and writer, Lynette Nylander, who said this because they walked out of Kanye West's show, and says West uses the black community as a root of his jokes. The same community whose dollars support him in the position they are today, which is so real, where I feel like folks forget that the black community, I think, have the highest spending dollars and make a lot of, like, they make culture. So, just,
yeah. Like, fuck off. I mean, just look
so at over this man.
Kanye's ex-wife and the profiting she did on emulating black women's bodies.
Listen, okay. But yeah, so it's very important to understand how he's constantly profiting off of folks and being this like, oh, in your face, outrageous. Excited. No,
he says, oh, no. It represents life. I'm pro-life. I don't care what people think. But there's been a lot of really nuanced and great articles written by black folks talking specifically about this that I would encourage people to check out. The New York Times fashion critic Vanessa Friedman wrote an article, and the review is literally called "There's No Excuse for Ye's White Lives Matter Shirt." The Vogue's first black female cover stylist, Gabriella Crefa Johnson, said the t-shirts that this man conceived, produced, and shared are pure violence. There's no excuse. There's no art there. So listen to them. You don't want to listen.
Period. And yeah, and y'all can Google like black spending or black spending power or the black dollar, and like you'll learn more about what I mean. Maybe even the Black Wall Street, which was unfortunately in my part of where I grew up in Tulsa. Anyway,
but and just clarity, the unfortunate part is that it was destroyed, not that it existed.
No.
Just in case someone wants to come and purposefully misunderstand.
Yes. and then, speaking of being pro-life, right? Which again, just whatever. This is not a political podcast. It's just Kanye West is wild. He went on Fox News, which I'm not going to. I don't think either of us
it's
care.
It's where he went. It's yeah. where he went.
To repeat what all they talked about is just like his comments are wild. He says he doesn't read books, but then has all of these points to share. Confusion about it all. And of course, this loser, Tucker Carlson, is over here introducing him. And I will say the thing is, he wore a lanyard with a that he designed himself, quote unquote. It's a lanyard.
And how with this kind of lanyard.
Yeah. With like a font, I guess. Ultrasound and said, like, I'm wearing this because I'm pro-life. And it's like, yeah, if you want to have a baby, you should. You should. But also, if you don't want to, that's also okay. And it's interesting because he talked a lot about just a lot of nonsense. But then to me, it's like, why wouldn't you talk about Black like mothers and their mortality when not cared by a Black doctor after they give birth to their baby?
I think that there's a lot to be said about people saying that they are pro-life, true, but they actually are pro-fetus.
Yeah, you're just pro-birth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But anyways, again, this is not a commentary and all that. It's just, it's the hypocrisy of all of this. Yeah. And I think Adidas is now saying, like, oh, we're officially, like, rethinking our partnership, which is, like, I think he's been trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this could be an elaborate ruse to get out of the Adidas partnership. So smart. Who knows?
So smart. And I think his spokesperson also quit.
Yeah, not good. Not good stuff. And nothing but respect for people who literally gave up their jobs.
Yeah, which also I can't stop but laughing because I guess, this is his position of head of media and partnerships. His name's Jason Lee. Do you know who I don't know if you know who Jason Lee is, but he's part of the Hollywood Unlocked, like Shade Room type.
Yes.
So that. I was like, why is Jason Lee head of anything? Jason Lee was on Love and Hip Hop. That's how I know Jason Lee. Just mess.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. When I saw Jason Lee, I was like, you know, who else can it be?
That's really funny.
Yeah.
There's the silver lining.
I know. It's like, okay, Jason, cool. And he was just like, you know, he called out Candace Owens, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's a mess. And I just can't help but laugh that Jason Lee was this man's like head.
Of anything. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. There it is. We found the funny part.
Yeah. Jason Lee, who, you know, said the queen was dead early.
Jesus.
Okay. God. But yeah, so he posts on his Instagram a whole like free speech, blah, 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 that doesn't equal anything. So a clock is a broken clock is right twice a day. So. That's how I feel about Jason Lee.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Is there anything else right now on this or should we?
No, I think that's good enough.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing.
It's too much.
We
it's
did
too
it. Much. So next, another UK lawsuit coming in hot. This is like, we've talked about him before. It's always good. I love how open the UK is about things sometimes, but maybe in this case, allegedly too open, because Elton John, Prince Harry, and several other public figures are taking legal action against the Daily Mail for gross breaches of privacy, with activity alleged including listening devices inside people's cars and homes. And all this made me think about was, Sasha, do you still listen to My Favorite Murder?
Yeah.
It was like a couple weeks ago they talked about like the kidnapping case where like mm-hmm. the newspaper had hacked into the.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. And would delete voicemails to make room for more.
That's so fucked.
So I think it was her mom, right, that would call the phone and yeah, think and then, that he's alive.
And then one day, yeah, they was like, oh, there's space to leave a voicemail. Like, maybe she's okay. But no, it was because the newspaper accidentally, quote, deleted a voicemail in that case. And so that's all I could think of. We've been knew that the UK tabloids are...
I mean, Megan told us.
So toxic. Di told us.
Oh, that's like, true.
Listen, we've been new.
Oh, my God. But yeah, it's just, it's so horrible that they're straight up, like, even Prince Harry. Can you imagine? What is the firm doing? The firm gives zero Fs, right, about Prince Harry.
What private investigator is taking money to be like, I'm going to bug Prince Harry's car and home?
I mean, imagine. So does that mean that everything coming out of the Daily Mail is true?
I mean, listen, when I don't know what to talk about on this podcast, I go to the Daily Mail. They normally get stuff like a day after Page Six.
Mm-hmm. So, but the newspaper group did say, like, we utterly and unambiguously refute blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, of course they're going to say that.
Mm-hmm. And then it looks like, that they do talk about, there's a phone hacking scandal concerning articles up to 30 years old. So I believe it is that My Favorite Murder. Yeah. It is the same. It's the same it's the group. Same
one.
So look at these shady, shady bastards. Okay.
Imagine being like, I want to become a journalist. And this is where you end up hacking people's phones to leak information.
Just please. And the alleged activity includes hiring private investigators, like you said, to secretly place listening devices, commissioning of individuals to surreptitiously. Oh, what a great word. And record people's lives, private phone calls, blah, blah, blah. Payment of police officials with corrupt links to private investigators for inside sensitive information.
No.
And the impersonation of individuals to obtain medical information from private hospitals, clinics, treatment centers by deception. Allegedly.
Yeah, all this is alleged.
Do not come for us. Don't hack my shit.
But certainly not least, allegedly accessing bank accounts, credit histories, and financial transactions through illicit means and manipulation. Like, what?
What you doing, Daily Mail? Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a lot of people getting them. So the Duke of Sussex, Baroness Doreen Lawrence, actress Sadie Frost, Elizabeth Hurley, and of course, Sir Elton John are saying, gross breaches of privacy, we gotta get the ass.
Yeah.
I mean, how could these people make it up? You know what I mean? That this happened.
I mean, I feel like if you get information that this is happening, you kind of have to, like, investigate further and figure it out. And I mean, maybe if this is happening, maybe the firm, like, did play a role in exposing it. If they're like, oh no, we've been feeding you the stories we want you to post and you're still doing all this, hell no.
Yeah,
maybe.
No,
that's just blatant speculation.
Exactly. And it's weird because like, I just don't understand how you can cross that line.
It's so far beyond, like, literally so far beyond. And I know that, like, entertainment news and this kind of thing, it is obviously, like, it's complicated. And, you know, I think that we on this podcast try really hard to cover the trending topics and the gossip, but being very clear about, you know, what's confirmed, what's alleged, and all of our information comes from newspapers and stuff like that. You would never catch me or Sasha trying to spy on somebody.
And even the anonymous is given by y'all to us, and we make sure we never say names, nothing. Like, it's no. And it makes me so angry. But Megan, I believe the Duchess, has also, I think, won her legal fight. The latest.
Yes.
One, the latest stage.
It was, they had posted, it was her letter to her father that got posted. Because, like, not that woman fighting a war on every front. Like, geez Louise.
Like, stop it. But again, it could be that the dad leaked it. You know, I like Meghan Markle's dad. I'm not against that. But it's just, it's so messy because it's more serious than the phone hacking that, Kirsten, you're talking about. That was on My Favorite Murder. So I just, I hope that means maybe stuff can get shut down or what? Because they have no shame. And it seems like they're just going to keep doing it. Imagine calling a hospital. That's so disgusting.
Pretending to be someone. Like, oh my God.
Stop this. No, end it. Absolutely not. I hate it. But yeah, that is why the Daily Mail or that whole publication house is being sued.
And I mean, if this is the stuff that they possibly could be doing, it's about time.
Mm-hmm. Get their ass.
Get them. Should we move on to Divorce Corner?
Yes. This was wild. Okay. I couldn't believe this first one, because the second one, I was like, I think it was unfortunately a long time coming. But Tia Mowry, or, you know, if folks are like, who the F is Tia? Maybe you watch Sister Sister and Tia and Tamara. So Tia from Tia and Tamara is married to Corey. Yeah.
Yes. Technically still married. Separated?
Separated. About to separate. And she announced earlier this week that they're splitting following 14 years of marriage. Total of 22 years together, and I believe they have two kids. Yes. And she said, Corey and I've decided to go our separate ways in her social media statement. But what's crazy is I believe the news was she filed for
divorce. The filing cited irreconcilable differences for their divorce. And a lot of people are speculating that Corey cheated, though he is saying that that is not the case.
Yeah, he said lies and then deleted his comment. But yeah, I don't want to believe that it's, you know.
I know, because they look so cute together. Like, you just want to be like, oh, wait, no, it's all going to be okay.
Yeah. And like two kids, and it's just, they look so sweet. Yeah. And the picture that she used of them, too, I'm just like, it's so beautiful. Y'all look like into each other's eyes. Anyway,
The
point is, they're divorcing. Ugh. And I'm just sad.
One of many. Yeah, it is very sad.
But,
not as sad, at least in my opinion, Tom Brady and...
Yeah, and also... Exactly, because Tom Brady and Giselle have hired lawyers. Like, that, they're not officially filing for anything. But I have to say, when I was finding links, Kirsten, for this, it kept being like, sources say Tom is hurting and Tom doesn't want this. It's all Giselle, blah, blah, blah. But for folks that don't know, Tom Brady is a very, very good quarterback in the National Football League, American Football League. He's won a bunch of championships, blah, blah, blah. He's great. He's married.
Great at football.
Yeah, great at football. Want to make that very clear. And maybe not even great at football, because many scandals, Deflategate, man's deflated balls to win. Who knows? But allegedly. Or I don't know. Yeah, I think it is alleged.
I think that's whatever. Still alleged.
Oops. Yeah, alleged. Don't come for me, Tom Brady. So anyway, he was with the New England Patriots for a long time. Very storied. Him and...
Yes.
Coach Bill Belichick. It was great. And then he left to Tampa Bay in Florida and actually won a championship with them, too. Basically being like, I can do it anywhere. Because turns out he would take deals in. And this is I'm very simplifying. Please. Please. OK, everyone.
She has to talk down to me on this because I am not.
I just have to make it relatable. Okay. Not talking down. We just make it relatable.
Well, I didn't mean it in a bad way. I mean, like, dumb it down for me. Because I'm dumb about football.
Exactly. Like, please. Okay. Like, just don't come for me. Listen,
I just want both teams to have a good time, you know?
Okay. so anyway, point is, like, he won, blah, blah, blah. And like, he was known for, like, I think taking team friendly contracts where he wouldn't necessarily like get all the money in the world for how much he was winning, at least compared to other quarterbacks. Okay. And folks can argue with me. I don't care about that. Like I whatever. It doesn't matter. It's millions. And who are we thousandaires to argue about these people? These millionaires, or
I'm more of a hundredaire, TBH.
That's true. Yeah. Whatever. So yeah. The point is that he did all that and then he got his championship and then he said, okay, I'm retiring. I think I'm good. I'm 45. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to be done.
And like 45 as a professional athlete is like 97.
Exactly. And and they have kids together, right? All of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So then the problem is last season, before this season started, end of last season, it was announced, not by Tom Brady, that he was retiring. So someone else broke it, but like a reliable source. And then he was like, psych, I'm not. I'm actually going to come back.
Yeah. So like, after nope, retiring. Surprise.
Yes. So basically that is allegedly, folks are saying, is one of the reasons of like trouble between them. Yes. Because she's like, you know, she just wanted him around at home. And blah, blah, blah. Okay. There's a lot of tension.
Yeah, and the other thing too to note is that like Giselle is an extremely famous supermodel. She makes money. She's like the breadwinner of this family. She had
more money when they got married. Okay, I think people tend to forget that.
Yeah, like she had more when they got married, and probably continued to make more money throughout the course of their marriage. Like she is a very big deal on her own right, aside from being Tom Brady's wife. I don't want to get into the speculation of blind items, but if you go on Beyond the Blinds, not that long ago, like maybe a month ago, they did an episode where they talked about kind of sports blinds, and Tom Brady was one of the people they talked about. And there's a lot of blind items about his relationship with Giselle and just that kind of thing. So if you are interested in getting kind of the blind item perspective, which again is all alleged, don't know what's true, don't know what's false, go listen to Beyond the Blinds. Always
love it. Yeah. So, yeah. And basically the point is like this is from a source, which I believe is his PR people. Right. Because they're like, she's the one steering the divorce. She's playing offense. He's playing defense. He wants to protect himself, his interests, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm sure that stuff will come out later. But the point is that I think he's quote unquote hurting and she's like had it. But I don't like that painting of her. I feel like that's gross.
I mean, when it comes to marriages and divorces, it's never that easy of, oh, one person makes a decision and is now hurting the other person. Like it takes two to make a relationship work, and it takes two, like you can't just have one person fighting for a relationship and then the other person's not fighting. Like it just doesn't work that way. You need to have two people committed to the relationship. And if it ends, it ends. It doesn't mean that one person is like, oh, I'm done. Like if they're done, there's a reason why they're done. And so it's not really fair to paint someone as like, oh, well, they're doing this to hurt somebody else.
Yeah. This is nothing that comes out of just day one stuff. And they have kids together. It can't be easy. And a lot of money.
A lot of money.
So just know that. Understand that. Yes. So, yeah. And Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are also still fighting.
Yes. And the FBI report came out about some situations on a private plane with Angelina Jolie and the kids. And it's, listen, I've never liked Brad Pitt.
Well, here's the thing, right? They were peddling all these men for us because we never even talked about Leo actually and his dating thing on Mess Magnets.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too. There's like this story that he like might be interested in Gigi Hadid.
Well, they've been seen together.
Well, oh yeah, gotta show that he's interested in dating a 27-year-old instead of a 25-year-old.
You know, only 2 years older.
See, I just assumed that he like thought he was dating Bella and got Gigi instead for all of that.
I'm crying. He might think
she's the one who's younger.
Oh God, I mean, she does look younger.
On Bella's 25th birthday, he'll break up with Gigi.
That's correct. That's very correct. But it's just like they have been, I feel like, peddling so much stuff about, you know, these like quote unquote like Hollywood's it guys. And look at them now in filth, in dirt, under the jail. Okay.
In the streets, as they've always been. It's just now a little bit more up front.
Yeah, because there was a court filing on Tuesday. Again, why are they still going through all of this? But anyway, where I'm not going to go into details, but just about what happened.
Yes, well, because there's also like a lot of this, too. We've already talked about how with like their wine company, like she wanted to sell her shares and he wanted to sue her because of that. And so I do think a lot more of legal action in the Jolie-Pitt relationship is going to come to a head here as a result of just like pettiness and bad blood and that kind of thing. Because like, why are you suing someone for selling half of a company? Get out of town.
Yeah. So it's just, it's a lot of mess again coming between them. And I can't believe it was because the FBI over a Freedom of Information Act being made public, which is why all of this stuff.
Well, I mean, but I'm pretty sure, and like, obviously this is not a fact. I'm pretty sure Angelina Jolie like put in the request to make it public.
I'm pretty sure
we know that, but I don't know.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah. But I'm just assuming, yeah, she was probably like, no, it's about time this stuff needs to go viral. Like, not viral, but this needs to be brought to light. Because on 2016 is when they were having all of these issues, the abuse and the aggression on the airplane or the private jet, you know, rich people problems. But also men. This not all men, but this man. We should have known, right? When he was like Harvey Weinstein, not that bad.
Some of us didn't know.
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah, but basically, and they've filed for divorce in 2016.
I think there's just like some custody issues maybe that are still
because the judge declared them single in 2019, but the divorce has still not been finalized with custody and financial issues in dispute.
Ugh. Can you imagine being 6 years into your divorce? That's horrible.
It's too much.
It's not.
End it. It's too much. But yeah, so I feel like we needed to also bring that up. I can't believe it.
Absolutely. And all of that was spurred when we started talking about Leo for a brief moment. And so I guess we could go back to a quick bite about Leo DiCaprio.
I just find this to be really funny. Like, this is very quick bite where Christian Bale, I guess, had an interview in GQ magazine. And he literally said in the interview that Leonardo DiCaprio always has first dibs on Hollywood role.
Yes.
And then whatever roles he doesn't want or any role that anybody gets is only because he's passed on it beforehand.
Yes.
Quote, because it doesn't matter what anyone tells you. It doesn't matter how friendly you are with directors. All those people I've worked with multiple times, they'll all offered one of those roles to him first.
Like, even in American Psycho, which is, like, one of Christian Bale's, like, defining roles as Patrick Bateman, Leonardo DiCaprio was cast first and I guess for whatever reason didn't follow through. Like, he's just like, yeah, anytime I, like, we both audition, he gets it. Like, even he auditioned, I guess, for Titanic.
Like, which is like, oh my God, imagine.
Can you imagine Christian Bale in
Titanic? I can't. Leonardo DiCaprio back then was just too beautiful.
Yeah.
But I just can't, like, stop laughing at this. And then he says, I remember one time sitting in the makeup trailer and the makeup artist laughing at me because I was getting paid less than any of them. And I was like, oh my God.
Christian Bale willing to do more than almost anyone to prepare for a role and they still would rather have Leo.
I mean, maybe they didn't have a lot of 25-year-olds on set. Maybe that's why it was allowed. But I couldn't believe it. And then on top of that, someone tweeted this, that Joaquin Phoenix actually at like some award ceremony, like straight up to Leonardo DiCaprio's face, said thank you for passing out on roles. So that I get it. And then they just pan to Leo, who's like, just shrugged.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing too. Like, even like Christian Bale's like, you know what? Good job for Leo for using discretion when choosing his roles. Like, he always chooses really good ones. I mean, I guess he didn't watch Don't Look Up.
Listen. But it's just so funny.
That's so funny. Listen, so funny. Speaking of movies, I saw Don't Worry, Darling this week.
Oh my god, I got so scared. I'm trying to exit out of Joaquin Phoenix. And it's just, sorry, it's y'all. So funny. I got
so scared. But yeah, I think, honestly, if you're considering going to see Don't Worry, Darling, you could just go watch our YouTube video about the drama.
Mm-hmm.
It makes more sense and you'll be more entertained because that do you ever, like, sometimes when I'm watching a movie, I'll be, like, trying to constantly assess, like, do I like this? What's happening? And normally that's when I don't like it, because if I like it, I'm not thinking about everything. But literally, like, almost all of the movie, I was sitting there just thinking, like, what the going on, like, what is the point of this, what is happening? And then the last like 15 minutes were kind of hilarious and I did laugh a lot. It has one of the funniest car chases I've ever seen in my entire life. Truly,
you know, watch Woman King instead.
Yes,
amazing movie. I did see that movie.
I need to go watch Woman King to cleanse my brain from watching Don't Worry, Darling. Thank god I went on cheap night.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. A $5 movie, then I don't feel bad.
Oh my god, you got movies for $5?
Yeah,
Cheap Night's $9.50 here.
Oh no,
you probably have the same as $5 US.
Oh,
honestly.
Maybe that's probably why.
$9.50 Canadian.
Yeah,
USD. Yeah, it's like $7.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I can see
in your.
And I think not all of mine are five. Like, it depends on the movie theater too. Like, it's like five to something, like five to seven.
Anyways, I was happy I paid less than $10.
Yeah, I refuse. We only go to movies on Tuesday nights now. Yeah. So just in case it's a bad movie.
You're right.
Except Brahmastra, if anyone out there likes Bollywood. You know, I paid the full price ticket for Brahmastra. It is Bollywood. they spent a lot of money to make, like, a superhero verse. But it's based in Hindu mythology. So it's Lord Shiva, kind of, but not. Like, no, I don't, and it's not Lord Shiva, but it's just... Is anyway, I cannot translate, so I don't know why I'm trying. But it's about the Oscars, which are special powers there.
Listen, sounds amazing. I'm glad you paid for it.
Yeah, listen, Shah Rukh Khan had a cameo, so that's the only reason I paid money to go. I want to make it very clear.
Oh my god. Should we also talk about this? Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. Ugh. Y'all, I wish we could maybe this. We need to. I don't want to post, actually. No, I'm going to take it.
No,
back.
We're not posting Google it. It's okay. So a post went up on Khloe's Instagram feed,
mm-hmm.
which was so clearly photoshopped to make her waist like way smaller than it is, which, like, again, already a small waist. But if you look at the post, it's like her arm is all like bent in, the wall is all wonky behind. It's like very sloppily done. It got deleted very quickly and then like a much differently edited, if edited, mm-hmm. one got posted. And she's just sitting here like, oh my god, maybe someone from my team posted it, but I didn't post that.
And then I love that she's like, wait, not saying my glam did either, but
how did it get posted?
How do people have the screenshots? But yeah, it turns out she didn't post it, but someone else did.
It's also possible, like, I don't think I've seen any. I never saw this, like, horribly edited one on her feed. And so, like, it's not impossible that someone just like edited a screenshot mm-hmm. of the post as well. So like maybe she never posted one that was like this extremely bad. But it's sad that it's even a question of like maybe she did post something like this.
And that's why I feel like it's unfortunately because of just how Chloe has been yeah. seen in the media. I think it's not the like
she's always
the most yeah surprising.
Yeah, she's always getting press for photoshopping. Like she remember when she posted that picture and it was like that's a different woman. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's just, and then Kim also, I think, just deleted a photo of her in a bikini after Kris Jenner, I guess, I don't know, posted an unedited picture of them. So we see like the unedited versus the edited.
Yeah.
So it's just how are they so bad at having a consolidated effort at posting online?
I really don't. I like they have so much money and resources and yet they still yeah. can't get well, and that's why it makes me think honestly that it's like all of this is for press.
I mean, yeah, they're trying to get out of all the bad press, so they're like yeah let's just do a Photoshop scandal.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they'll talk about this and not anything else.
I can't. Also, I saw this and I feel like that was something just for us to think about, not necessarily we need to talk mm-hmm. through, but like how the Kardashians are very public with their daughters, but kind of protect their sons.
Yes.
So I just felt like, yeah, I'd never thought of that until I read that post. So I just feel like, yeah, we yeah, need
it's, to it's something think to think about. And even if you look at like Kim, Courtney and all of them and their brother, like he does get some press, but he's not like out here as like the front line. So it's like just commodifying women's existence yes. is just what they do. And so they don't really have a map of how to do that for boys.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Because I love that they say monetizing their daughters, mm-hmm. but protecting their sons. And it's so true because not too long ago, one of Kim's kids, I think it was Saint, right, that also was flipping off cameras.
Yeah.
So and after that, people are like, look at just how sad their lives, you know, how they're growing up with probably so much frustration, anxiety.
Those girls, we will never see them again when they turn 18.
No,
like they are gonna go like underground, and I love that for them.
Yep. So yeah, it was just an interesting piece that I just felt like we as a society need to like talk about. I saw that too. Yeah. Like it's Bobby 24 is where I saw the article. It's just an interesting piece of how we just know so much more about their daughters than we do their sons.
100%.
Yeah. Wow. I think that is it for our mess. Yeah.
Should we do an anonymous?
It's time, baby.
It's time. Anonymous, baby. Okay. So this is one that's been sitting waiting for a little while. Mm-hmm. Listen, we go out of order. When you hear your mess, that we are going with what makes sense for us on each episode. Some are very long, some are short. Anyways, please, I'm once again asking you to send your mess to tinyurl.com/messmaggots. Send coworker drama, family drama, friend drama, other people's drama. Honestly, you could make it up. We don't care. You could send us fictional drama too. Like, we're not fact checking. It's fine.
If Dumois got a fully famous off of posting nonsense. So
exactly.
Okay.
100%. egg period. So here's our anonymous. So they start off with, so this happened about 5 years ago. I don't exactly remember all the details. That's fine. You don't need to know all the details, Messenger. It's fine. So she says, I interned at an accounting firm my senior year of college. If you don't know anything about accounting firms, they work you super hard during the busy season, like 60 hours a week for a few months a year. So typically, a lot of people burn out within 3 years, like me. There are a lot of recent college grads that work there full time. So that's setting things up.
Yeah. I have a few accounting friends. I see
that. Yes. Accountant. It's not easy for them. It's not easy. So there were two people that worked there and were having an affair. Both of these two were married to other people and were at the same level first year at the firm.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Ned.
Well, I mean, at least neither of them was the head of HR.
Mm-hmm.
So they would disappear around dinner time in the same car and come back later that night to finish up work. They were not very slick about it, and eventually everyone found out about it, and it was affecting their work. One of the accounting partners found out and had to have a talk with them about it. And basically what happened was that they both quit and told their respective significant others about what happened. Our messenger heard that the girl ended up divorcing her husband over it and moving to a new city, and the guy was trying to work it out with his wife, and she does not know if he was successful. But this was the office gossip for a long time afterwards.
Oh, my God. First of all, they'll never leave their wife for you.
Oh, it's, Matt.
Wake up.
Someone tells you they're going to leave their wife for you, just run. They're not.
They never will. It's not happening. It only happens in movies.
And even then, most of the time, they still don't leave their wife.
That part.
Even in the movies. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's so true. But, wow. Thank you for sharing this. Because, like, yes, imagine, right? Like, you maybe are with the wrong person and you married them. With the wrong person for you, not because they're bad people.
You're just not your person.
Yeah. The bad person. And then to just, like, sit here and be like, great, we're going to go to dinners together. We're going to just wild out. That's what we're going to do. What is the reason? Just leave. Just don't cheat, man.
It's just like such a horrible betrayal to do to someone that can like really mess them up for future relationships too, because they'll have issues with trust. So
especially when you're grown, you know what I mean? It's so different if you're cheating at like in high school. I was cheated on in high school, and like it's so different than like
imagine being married to someone and they cheat. No, absolutely not.
I mean, I'd be in jail.
Yeah, literally.
It's the way I'd have to tell my mom, like, he cheated on me. So here I am in jail.
Literally. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, we did it.
We did it. This was mess. And thank you so much, Messenger, for sending this. Because, like, it went with our theme.
It was perfect. Yes. See, the mess always will relate to the episode. We love to see
in some way.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Sasha, other than obviously Mess Magnets, where can people hear from you?
Yes. In addition to Mess Magnets, I'm covering She-Hulk over on Post Show Recaps on the Everything is Super feed, where it's just lots of fun, very great show talking just about problems women have. Honestly, even if you're a superhero, it don't matter. Incels, they're still here. So it's almost over, actually. Episode 9, I believe, comes out next week and we're done. So go check that out. And over on Silent Podcast, I cover Never Have I Ever with Chappelle on the Never Have I Ever by Silent Podcast feed. And on the regular Silent Podcast feed, I cover The Amazing Race, where I have two episodes out right now with just people that hopefully are loving the show. I'm going to force them to come on with me. So if you're loving The Amazing Race and you're a podcaster, just check your DM. Because I'm coming. I'm coming for you.
She's coming for you.
And in last thing, I was a guest on the Dom and Colin podcast where with Matt Liguori and Brian Scally. It's so weird to say Brian Scally. Just with Scally.
They called you and Asia their ride or dies. I've never been invited to do a draft with the Dom and Colin Challenge pod.
That's what the season is called, Ride or Dies.
So. Yeah, but no, they posted with our Ride or Dies.
Listen, we made it official. What can I say?
It just hurts. It just hurts to never be invited.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're on next, I guess.
No, I guarantee you, I won't listen. I really won't be.
Oh, my God. But yes, so we did a draft podcast with Asia Welch as well. It was a lot of fun. I feel like Team Mess, which is, you know, our brand, is going to do well. I refuse to believe we're not because I feel like I know production enough, you know? So I was like, who's a production pet? that's what we're going to go with. So anyway, check all of that out. And if you're like, I can't keep track of anything you just said, follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to keep track with everything I'm up to. What about you, Kirsten?
Yes. So BoJack Horsepod, we're still trucking along. We're talking about Tuca and Birdie. We are coming actually pretty close to the end of season one already. It's going yes. so fast. So definitely check that out. And this week I talked about the premiere of CBS's new reality show, The Real Love Boat, over on the Daddy Network with Rob Sesternino and Jenny Autumn. It was so much fun. And, you know, if people like it, maybe there'll be more, you know, you never know. So also follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. We'll be back next week with more mess, and we will see you then.